Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. May I please have? I'm in the fraud department. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Hello?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I was calling about a transaction that was on my account that I didn't make. Can you hear me?
Okay, and what's your zip code and your first and last name, please? And I am in the fraud department.
My last name is Lane, L-A-N-E. First name, Teresa.
One moment, please.
Have a, I have a confirmation code. You need that?
No, ma'am. One moment, please. While I locate the account. All right, and verify your address for me, please.
Say again.
Verify your address for me, please.
My address?
Yes.
8218 Pembroke Villa Circle. And that's Orlando, Florida, 32810.
Thank you. And I see here you have our Wi-Fi booster. And you want to report this as fraud?
That's the thing. I did not order a Wi-Fi. And nor did I order any Wi-Fi code or system to operate it. No, I did not.
All right. So we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud.
I have AT&T, and so I don't need any Wi-Fi.
Okay, we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation. Any false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
No, I did not order this.
All right. One moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, one moment, please.
I didn't even receive a Wi-Fi.
All right, one moment, please.
And any idea how long this is going to take? Because I'm at my doctor's office now. I'm coming in a second.
All right. Well, I did get a refund in full, and you received 3 to 5 business days.
For both the 7-something and the 49-something?
That's correct.
Okay, and 4 to 5 business days.
Correct. 3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay.
All right. And thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.